Live from the Signal Media Studios, it's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill. This broadcast is being presented by West Rock Coffee and brought to you in part by Expressway Airport Parking, Arkansas's best insurance, Chicken King, Ortho Rehab, and Bill Dillard III. Now, it's a close encounter with the Doctor of Football, Fitz Hill.
The end zone edition. Oh, we just got through a drive time. Now you're in the end zone with Hey Coach Fitz Hill and my wingman tonight, Shook Nation. Bill Ingram's gonna be in the studio with me tonight, man. We got some exciting things to talk about. Hey, I'm glad to be back in the saddle. It's been a minute since I've been back in here, been really called out to duty back over at Arkansas Baptist College, and so it's taken me away from my love of being in the studio on Thursday night and bringing the Recruiting Intelligence Report as the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report presented by Expressway Airport Parking, Ortho Rehab, and Chicken King. So we are back in the saddle for this fall, and man, we're working on some great studies that are just exciting to reveal to you as the year goes, as the fall goes along, as is related to football. So thank you for tuning in, and we're so glad you decided to take a close encounter with the Doctor of Football. As you know, this show takes no call, but we still ball. So tell you what, get your West Rock coffee or your Kahana cold brew, take a chill pill, and cool out with us for the next 60 minutes. Our title sponsor, the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report, is making plays around the globe and supplying America's coffee and tea needs, all from Central Arkansas. If you call, West Rock will ball. Put West Rock in the game and let them perk it up for you. As I mentioned, Shug's here with me tonight. Uncle B will be joining us in the second half after we take a halftime. Hey, we're going to be talking about this NIL where the money is falling. When the players are balling, you know what Uncle B is saying. If you ain't paying, he ain't staying. You know, he in the transfer portal. So get in the game with us and get your ball and go home. Hey, if you never visit my website, please check out firstin45.com. That's first. That's the number one, stan45.com, where we shine a light on the darkness of the black male homicide epidemic. Very few know, and it's rarely discussed, that murder, not car wrecks, not heart disease or cancer, is the number one cause of death for black males ages 1 to 44. The result of our silence dealing with this gun violence is negatively impacting ecosystems in our community and in some very, very, very negative ways. Numbers don't lie, and when aggregated together, they tell a compelling story. The numbers don't often feel good and subsequently are rarely discussed, but feelings are not facts. Facts are facts, and that's why we deal with facts in recruiting, and that's why you get that from the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report, what we call facts and hard intel. Let me pray before I take you to Coach Dream Baker, the parking maker out there at Expressway Airport Parking. But God, we thank you for this opportunity to have this platform. You say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all else will be added, and all that will acknowledge you, and you'll direct our paths. Those are plays we're going to run tonight, and we hope to score for you, God, to bring glory to your story. In your name we pray. Amen. Hey, our first quarter is presented by Expressway Airport Parking. I don't know if you ever met the head coach of Expressway Airport Parking. His name is Drew Baker. I call him the Parking Dream Maker. If you put him in this game, his team will destroy your airport parking nightmares. Let me tell you what happened to me 2 weeks ago, Uncle Shug. I mean, no, that's Uncle B. I'm not Shug. But that might be a good name, Uncle Shug.
No.
I kind of like that. But listen, 2 weeks ago, I was leaving town. I parked my car, do my deal. I come back, I got a flat. I said, oh, man, what I'm going to do? So, you know, I didn't want to pull all my stuff out, and I knew I had a slow leak. So all I wanted to do was air it up to go get my car changed, because I had so much junk in the back, and I didn't want to have to take all my stuff out of the back. So, you know what I did? I said, I remember my man Drew Baker, he said if I had a nightmare, that he could fix it right here. So, man, I walked up to the front. I said, hey, listen, can I get my tire aired up, pumped up right quick so I can get to the place and get it fixed so I don't have to do all this stuff and put my spur on there? I tell you what, it was like microwave success. You know, I didn't have to put it in the oven. Within 2 minutes, the green truck, the liberal came around. Herb my tie up. I didn't have to change anything. And I went on by it, and I said, man, I can't wait to tell Dreammaker Drew Baker about the service of Express Airport Park. And I just said, hey, thank you, brother. He didn't know who I was. But he treated me just like I was a five-star recruit, sure. And I told him I was going to get him a bigger NIL package when I talked to Dream Baker. You got to get him a raise. What's going on, Drew? How you doing out there, brother?
Dr. Hill, I'm so glad to be back with you and so proud that the team stepped up when they were supposed to and executed like they were supposed to. Man, I'm going to tell you, there's been some crazy things that happened to folks when they come back from their travels. You know, a lot of people have cars these days with a push button start.
Right.
You would be amazed how many people get out of the car, get on our bus, and did not turn their car off. And then a week later, they get back, and it's run out of gas. Well, guess what? We've got a tank on site. We can get you a gallon of gas, get you to the gas station.
My man got
done it many times.
You got gas, battery.
That's right.
Listen, you offer a buffet of services. You're not off. You don't order off the menu. You have a whole enchilada right there for whatever you need. That's what you're saying, huh? That's what you're saying.
That's right.
So, look.
If you're in an emergency situation, we're there to help.
If you're having a nightmare, you put it away. That's why we call you the dream maker, because you make it because you make it happen. And man, people traveling, I know, going this fall. And tell us all what you got in store for the travelers of Central Arkansas flying out of Little Rock.
Well, of course, being the first big month of football, we got the Doctor of Football special. You get a 10% discount when you make a reservation. And you use the Doctor of Football promo code, you get 10% on top of the 5th day free that you already get for making reservations. So we got that special for the rest of this month of September, and we got some more coming in October and November.
So what's that promo code? Spell that out for us so we can make sure. And I'm gonna put this on my website, on my social
media. Just put it all together. DROF. Football, Doctor Dr. of Football.
I got you. 10% off. If you're traveling there, make sure you think about the Doctor of Football. I'm saving you cash, and you're going in to get that extra day free that you know it, and you get that's on top of what you're already doing. So
That's on top.
So that's my NIL package for all the drivers right there. A 10% saving on top of what you got going on out there. But man, I'm telling you. Your guys, so I just, you know, just stay incognito. They don't have to. Hey, you know, they don't even know. But, man, they even though I'm a no name to some of them, they come out there, they treat me like I'm a five-star. And that I know that's because of how you're training your people out there. And, man, and your customer your customer services is A1. So, hey, man, glad you're back. We rolling again this fall. Appreciate you, and we'll be putting this on social media and letting people know we rolling with the Doctor Football this fall at Expressway Airport Parking. Okay.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. We'll talk to you next time. Shook. Drew, Pastor Drew's not here tonight, but I have some things that you and I have been working on and talking about. You know, you're athletic director, your time at Arkansas Baptist College. You're still working and helping the institution. You have, you know, the coaches there. And I just want to talk a little bit. You realize you were there. How many years were you at Baptist before? Because you were there when I was there and you left. So over a period of time.
Yeah, I was there 4 years, and then I came back and I was there 6 years.
Right. So yeah. You got a decade.
So I got a decade of experience.
As I do. And a lot of challenges, but the purpose of why we both were there was to
give young people that normally wouldn't get opportunity to go to a lot of schools to change their life.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's no better feeling than being able to help, you know, for me, being able to help do whatever I can to help out, to help young folks out like that. You know, a place like that is just invaluable. And it is because I'm gonna be honest with you, we have enough regular schools around here. We need somebody around here trying to get some of these young folks opportunity that normally wouldn't get a shot. And for that reason in itself, besides it's a great institution and you got people that care about you, and you got you can go talk to your teacher, you can get help from her, you can get help from your counselor, you can get help from your coaches. If a parent call there, they can put their hand on their kid. They don't have to call and You know, you got to talk to 10 different people, and they still may not let the, you know, get in contact with the kids. So, you know, I just, you know, Baptist is, you know, I have a great love for it. And
Coach Rip is the one told me to hire you.
And, you know my story with Coach Rip. Yeah. You know, I met Coach Rip when I was 13 years old. I was at Dunbar Junior High. He was, of course, coach at Parkview. Coach Rip was one of the few guys that come to the neighborhood, and you know, he get more love than anybody. Right. So, you know, he played. He was definitely a father figure to me, and of course, a great coach. I learned so much stuff from him, and I miss him to this day.
As I do.
I find myself all the time repeating stuff that he told me, especially when I'm coaching my summer basketball teams. Yep. But like I said, I just, you know, I just think, and you coming back over there, I knew that was exactly what they needed. And now it's looked like, the school is obviously turning the curve and getting back on course to where you guys had it before you left. So,
and I want you to speak to, because many people don't know, I don't think we won a football game.
Yeah, we won one.
One, okay, so it's 1-9. So I said, yeah. Okay, all right. And so Saturday, to win a football game, after what we went through, you know, not being able to practice and all the things.
And a conference game.
right.
And that conference that we're in, the Sooner Conference, that's the SEC of the NAIA. That's a tough conference.
Right.
And everybody have great players. A lot of them have fully scholarship players.
Correct.
So
I'm going to be honest with you. So I went to that. I was at the game, the whole game, and to see, do you have to know the story?
Right.
To understand what the definition of the victory.
Right.
Because to some people, win is a win. But to understand that we were not able to practice at the end of the year because
right.
had facilities,
right.
All the challenges.
Yep.
Yeah. Coming in late in July, you know, to things we have, and to get a win at Arkansas by Coach Wilson, Coach Bailey. That was pretty incredible.
Unbelievable job. I mean, to get that victory
over Texas College.
Over Texas College, which is an established program,
right.
Nowhere close to having some of the challenges that we had last year and this summer and things of that nature. I just thought it was a testament to those guys and how hard they work. And also, Doc, a lot of times when people are infused with energy and they got somebody behind them knowing that they behind them, mm-hmm. then I think that had a lot to do with their attitude. When your attitude is right, then of course you're a lot better coach, teacher, and whatever you're doing in that capacity. So I think it was a number of things, but it was incredible to see them win that first conference game of the year in that situation.
Because I
hope they don't get that coach fired from Texas College.
Hey,
I hope they don't get him fired.
He kind of like Billy Napier down there in Florida after going down to South Florida, because that wasn't planned. I mean, because you just think, look, I've been a part of this, and to realize, because I'm going over there and think, I hope we, you know, can be competitive. But then I realized, I said, we got a chance to win this game, you know, and then come around there and the fan support, you know, and it really made me realize as I look forward, I said, you know, I've always believed in football. You know, that's why we started it when Coach Rip and I back in 2007. But I realized what would happen. It stretched my mind to think what would happen if Arkansas Baptist College won an NAIA national championship in football. So now my brain has been stretched. And it's never and they say once the brain is stretched, it never regains the original dimension. So now I'm sitting there thinking, okay, now what I got to do? Because can you imagine what will happen, talking about Central Arkansas, if we become a NAIA powerhouse in football and basketball? Because I know, you know, now
and basketball is not that far off.
They're
a lot closer.
Because we're just here talking about a player or two right now that you can take and be transformational. But I'm going to talk a little bit why that's important as we look at these statistics when I was on the state board and looking at school suspension, what you talked about, Arkansas Baptist College, you know, meeting the need of the community and understanding, you know, the mission and purpose as we did with historically since 1884. Hey, stay tuned. Hey, we'll be right back with the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Shug and Coach Fitzhill.
football coach told me, the doctor of football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Boz's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Boz drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Boz's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Boz drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the five-star West Rock coffee the Dr. Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee. I'm so happy to be able to fly out of Little Rock again on a regular basis. Didn't realize how special I felt until I pulled back into Expressway Airport parking. I miss my teammates led by my head coach, Drew Baker. Not only is Expressway Airport parking quick, efficient, and saves me money, it also makes me feel good about me, and I know it'll make you feel good about you. If you want slower service, less efficiency, and to spend more money parking, I guess that would be the only reason you wouldn't join our team and park with us. Remember, teamwork makes Expressway Airport parking dream work. It's easy. You call, we haul. Each day, circumstances change for people's lives. Some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you are in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106.
Hey guys, is life sometimes confusing? You ever find yourself just needing directions? As men, we really need other men to help us figure it out. More than that, we need a model for manhood who we can look to help. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at AuthenticManhood.com. Real men aren't afraid to ask for directions.
It has been said that ignorance is bliss, but the doctor of football also believes that knowledge can produce a burden within the soul, and I have a heavy burden. Did you know that homicide, not car wrecks, cancer, or heart disease is the number one cause of death for black males ages 1 to 44? This epidemic rarely gets discussed or receives the attention of similar health crises. That's why the doctor of football is working to create awareness of this homicide virus and formulate a game plan to help black males reach the age of 45. Now that you know, join our team by getting in the game with us at firstand45.com. That's firstand45.com. Make a play, save a life. Yeah, Chicken King is on and popping. Chicken King is truly the king of fried food. Have you ever had a Chicken King pork chop? It's fire. The catfish is crunchy and tasty. Add hot and the tartar sauces? Well, that will put it in the 5-star lineup. The chicken wings? Well, that's really why they call it Chicken King. But all the chicken offerings qualify for the Dr. Football starting lineup, and that's why I'm prescribing Chicken Kings for your stomach's desires. Chicken Kings are located in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Bryant, and my hometown of Arkadelphia. Put Chicken King in the game, and if you call, they will ball in serving your order. Questions? Call 501-562-5573 and let them handle your fried food orders.
The Genesises from Genesis of Conway have become so popular that now Genesis of Conway has a tremendous selection of pre-owned trade-ins. High-line vehicles, low mileage, great prices at a dealership that is unlike any you've ever seen. Spoiler alert, when you visit Genesis of Conway, you will get spoiled. It's unlike any dealership you've ever seen, even when you go pre-owned. Go see them, and it will hit you like it has so many. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
My man Damon, he liked that song right there. So.
That's
something
fantastic.
The Dr. Allinger, y'all see him, he bobbing his head over here. My song right there. That takes us back. man, those songs right there. But the Doctor Insurance probably don't remember that song. But
he too young to remember
young.
That, Doc.
He too young to remember that bopping his head.
Benny and the Jets,
you know. But
that song's been around since I've been around, probably.
What's going on, Trey? How you doing, the Doctor of Insurance?
What's happening, Doc? We're doing good, man. Better than I deserve. You know what I mean?
That's good. Yeah, we got Suge up in the house, and looking forward to get you back in the studio so you can tell us a little bit about everything going on. Because, hey, Suge, I don't know if you realize my man, the Doctor Insurance, he entered the transfer portal. He working someplace else now. That's why I'm letting him say.
Oh, he done jumped into the transfer portal, huh?
Yep. Hey, my man, tell us a little bit about what's going on, and then I can't wait for you to give us the update on the deal. I know it's been a minute since we had a conversation, and been in and out, as I said, over at Baptist. But what's going on, and how things come into the world of insurance?
Well, man, first off, I got to tell you, you may have to send me an invoice because. You know, I got my little four-year-old now, my little four-year-old boy. I'm trying to teach him to be a baby baller like Dice Cube. So I've been showing him those videos of you working with Dice Cube.
Yeah. So I'm doing virtual coaching with my boy, with Dice Cube.
Yeah, virtual coaching with the Doctor of Football. Yeah. And I got him a shirt. You know, it's Doctor Football shirt.
Right,
so we're
going
to have to get some say Doctor of Insurance on it. Now, to answer your question, though, Doc, and sure, good to hear from you again. Look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks. Entered the transfer portal here. Now, I partnered with an agency out of Fort Smith. It's been around since 1915, BHC Insurance. And we are opening, and I'll be running our Little Rock office that's set to open a little bit later this month. So when we get an exact date, I'll come back on here and tell everybody. We're going to have a get-together over there, and maybe we can do a remote.
All right.
We're going to be on Breckenridge at Rodney Perriman 430. Still doing commercial property and casualty insurance. Still Doctor of Insurance. Just a new brand.
That's a new brand. All right. Well, you know, I've been rolling with you because you've been making plays, and so you know, like I said, as long as you making plays, we rolling with you. And now, how long we been together? Since about 2000.
I think we started together in 2008. Yes, 2008, 2009.
Yeah. We're going on that 20-year period that we're trying to hook up here pretty soon, 20 years. And so, but man, you've always done a great job, and I've always been able to call you. And you've always made the plays when they need the plays and understand the process. I know many people talk about the insurance claim business. And, you know, I was dealing with the organization, and I said, you know, some insurance companies, they deny, and hope you die. And, you know, they don't want to pay that. They don't want to pay that claim and just keep doing it. But you've never done that. You've always tried to come through when need be and said, let me see what I can do. Let me see how you can work. And so I'm sure BHC was glad to get you in that transfer pool and make that acquisition so you could make that transition. And, man, we look forward to getting you into the studio and hearing more about that so we can work closely with you to help you grow your presence in Central Arkansas, okay?
Okay, love to be a part of what you're doing, Doc. Thanks for having me on.
All right, then. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, all right?
All right. See you, Shug.
See you.
Coach Bill, I'm working on this study right now, and it's real interesting. And this hit me back last year when I was visiting, as we were, you know, 2 years ago, I was doing the 16 Gold program. And, you know, we started when I was on the state board with Mike Poor, Coach Daniels. We started that when you were on the foundation
board, yes.
Jay Gadberry, Brian Miller, of all of us, Marcus Elliott, Terry Schatz, all the things we were doing. And what I realized is that I was visiting at middle school. And the kid was suspended. They were suspending the kid. So I was with the superintendent. And so I was walking around visiting, making a school. I'm not calling the school name out. So I'm walking around. So I walked through the office going to get the principal. And so I'm walking there. The little young man was crying in the coach's office. I mean, in the principal's office. And so I asked the, you know, secretary. And I said, hey, what's wrong with my little bro? What's happening? They say, well, he's been a problem at school. And he's been suspended. And, you know, he's like fifth grade. And I said, okay. I said, what did he do? You know, why are we sending a fifth grader? It just, you know, home. And I understand that you have to have a sterile learning environment. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying the kids should be kept in the class. But as I sit there and we spend about 30 minutes going to look at the education and programs of the institution, I come back and he's still in there crying. And I say, well, you know, what's the next step for this child? And they say, well, his mother can't come because she's working and she's the only person that's responsible for him right now to do it. So I said, so that to me, even more so, why would we send him home? You know, because who's going to be there? Then if she's working, then how she's going to take care of him? So all of these issues start to play, and then understanding, okay, if this kid's in middle school football, fifth, sixth grade, and he's suspended from school, then the person that's having an opportunity to mentor him to be able to help him transform his, you know, his attitude, he's not going to be able to touch that person. And I know how many times we did that, you know, and to be able to work with. So now this kid is being disconnected from the social environment that he needs to be able to graduate high school. Because, see, those are the things that I start looking at. And then when I start looking at the juvenile justice system, the numbers are so overwhelming that a kid that's being suspended in elementary school has a greater percentage of opportunity to end up in the juvenile justice system. So that's the element that takes place. And when we suspend a kid, okay, when we suspend a kid from elementary school, that's why he's getting behind on his education, so his literacy, all the things that he needs. And let me tell you, I visited another school. Well, this kid, I saw a kid get arrested at a school because he had been suspended. He came back to the school for a day, and they arrested him for trespassing. You know why he came back, Shook? For lunch. So my deal is, wait, why would we suspend him? Give him a sack lunch and tell him to go home. Yeah. But see, here's the deal that I'm bringing this up, because indirectly I'm seeing how this is impacting the football population of kids who we normally, just like you mentioned about Arkansas Baptist College, that we normally would have an impact. But Coach Rip, I can't tell you how many kids, and we just talked about one earlier, that Coach Rip would come to me and say, he might be a problem, but I'm going to take care of him. I'm going to take care of him, Coach. We're going to work with him. If he can't be over here, I'm going to take him over here to my house, and we're going to get him right, rather than saying, oh, that kid's terrible, we don't want to work with him. You know, you remember the five-star player we brought over there, Stevie?
Yeah.
All right. Stevie got put off Oklahoma State. Five-star player, one of the best players in high school, right?
All-time lead scorer in the state of Oklahoma to this day.
All right. He has some problems with Oklahoma. The chaplain of Oklahoma State called me and said, Coach, I heard about some things you're doing at Baptist. Can you help him? I said, well, I got to beat him first. I got to see if he wants to conform to changing his life. Michael Dyer got a call from his uncle, Andre Dyer, from Assistant Chief of Police. Coach, can you help? Graduated Michael Dyer. He went on to Louisville. I called Charlie Strong. I said, Coach Strong, I said, Michael has been here for a whole year. Nobody knows he's Mike on here. He's graduating. I recommend you take him based on what he's done. That's what we call, in this instance, there's really three what I call areas that we work with, and really five. But in first and 45, I look at prevention, intervention, and diversion. Then it's rehabilitation. Then it's resuscitation during incarceration. So you have to have a comprehensive plan. But the thing about it is, athletics allows for you to draw on those things, because you and I both know when you were dealing with kids at Arkansas Hawks, they all want to play ball, right?
They all want to play ball, yep.
Okay, so you have something that they want. Now, unfortunately, we think a kid that's getting put out of school gonna go to the library. That ain't gonna happen.
No.
and we're fooling ourselves. All right? Now, what we gotta do is find a way that we can intertwine that with that kid. You know, that's why I call it books and ball. All right? So you
know your old saying, if he drop out of school, he gonna drop in somewhere.
He's dropping in somewhere.
And it's probably not gonna be positive.
And then we're gonna be paying for it. Like, we pay $323 a day to place a kid in a juvenile detention center. That's over almost $120,000 a year. All right? And we're talking about 500 kids. Think about that. hey, we're going into the second half. Uncle B is going to be joining us. Going to talk with NIL. It's Shug and Coach Fitz. We'll be right back.
We do our best to put your insurance concerns to rest. We basically bury your concerns. Ain't that right, the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion of Arkansas Best?
Game on, Doc. Put us in the game.
You do it all. You're called Arkansas Best for a reason.
Call the play. Watch us score for you.
Automobiles?
We're rolling with you.
Home insurance?
Your home is safe with Auto Owners and Arkansas Best Insurance.
Nonprofits and board insurances?
We got you, Doc.
Surety bonds?
And Arkansas Best you can trust.
Business insurance?
No fumbles.
General liabilities?
We got your assets covered.
That's why I joined the team at Arkansas Best Insurance with the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion. Let him make insurance plays for you. If you call, I promise you, he will ball. That's the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion at Arkansas Best Insurance at 501-278-0105. 501-278-0105.
As I look back over my life, I realize I have fumbled in many areas. Thank God that he did not put me out of the game. My high school and college teammate, Steve Snyder, together we battled opponents on the fields and courts of competition in search of winning outcomes on the scoreboard. But today, Brother Steve is trying to score for our Heavenly Father by spreading the gospel through 33 The Series, a multi-volume video series that gives men a vision for manhood modeled by Jesus Christ himself. For detailed information on how you can get in the game with Authentic Manhood, go to AuthenticManhood.com. It's time to get in the game with Jesus.
On average, 30 black males are murdered each day in the United States. That's about 10,000 annually. Think about this. 30 families are contacted daily that a loved one has been murdered in the streets of America, not a foreign combat zone or a third world country. This hit home with me while serving as president of Arkansas Baptist College when my student, Derek Olivier, was gunned down across the street from campus. I made one of those 30 calls that day. It was and remains the hardest phone call of my life. Right now, I can still hear the screams from Derek's mother. It changed my life as well as changed their family life forever. This is why I launched firstin45.com to bring awareness to this epidemic and to create a game plan to save our sons now. We'd love for you to join our First in 45 team. You call, we ball, and together we save lives.
The Doctor of Football is putting Blue Train custom apparel and signage into my starting lineup for 2022. Last August, I was running out of time when I needed t-shirts for the 16 Goal Youth Football Program. I went deep with the Hail Mary and Blue Train made a play. Then I found out they could play more than one position. Our church needed our two fish and five loaves outreach van wrap. Blue Train signage, transform our bus, we are rolling. Need t-shirts, hats, or a vehicle wrap? Call Blue Train at 501-353-0556 or check out my teammate at bluetrainapparel.com.
Having legal issues with your child? Adoption? Don't delay. Call Jay. If you have any legal questions, call Jay for free 24/7, 501-951-1333. Jay Martin for all your legal needs. Don't delay. Call Jay.
For over 30 years, Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse has been Arkansas's truck accessory headquarters and the only stop for all your truck parts and accessories. If it goes on a truck, Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse has got it. And that includes upgrading your truck with Vortex spray liners. Tough, durable, proudly made in the USA. Their spray liners can protect your truck for years to come. Call Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse at 501-568-0040 to schedule your spray. Or stop by 65th and University.
With Oaklawn Sports, the action never stops and the season is never over. It's now easier than ever to wager on your favorite sports all year long. Go from football to basketball to baseball to golf. Bet on what you want, when you want, with the brand you trust. Oaklawn Sports even offers ways to bet on cricket, rugby, table tennis, and more. If it's a sport, chances are you can wager on it. Plus, it's now simpler to deposit and withdraw money from your account. Bet all year long with Oaklawn Sports, Arkansas's best sports betting app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
It's the Westrock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Give me a ho if you got your funky bus fare.
A double dutch bus, but I was back there in the day, Sugar. Was you out there break dancing there?
I was out there huckabucking there. Smoothly, though. I was doing it smoothly, though, Doc.
Hey, you know, it's amazing to think about. You know, fall is my favorite time of the year. Football is you know, and when I think about my high school career from 10th, 11th grade at Arkadelphia High School, Coach John Outlaw came to our town, you know, to win 32 games, only lose four, won state championship, two district titles, you know, runner-up title. Just it's you know, Friday Night Lights are just incredibly special, and you know, the football season. So those things are, you know, as we look Friday Night Lights tomorrow. But hey, we got Uncle B with us, and Uncle B, hey man, welcome to the show. We hadn't Shug said we hadn't talked to you in a minute, so we glad to have you back in the game. How everything going, Uncle B?
Hey man, everything is great, man. It's great to be back in the game, man. It's great to hear you guys' voices. I barely can hear you, so I hope you guys can hear me.
We can hear you. We can hear you real good. You must. You know, we can hear you. We can hear you great. Hey, what I want to comment on. Hope you can hear. You can hear. Can you hear me now, Uncle B?
Yeah, coach.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, guys, I want to talk to y'all about a recent article entitled, and I know, Uncle B, you'll have an opinion about this, and sure, you'll be, you know, being Central Arkansas guys, both of you, Uncle B from Little Rock Central, Shug from Parkview, but there was a recent article entitled, Arkansas High Schools Not Giving Hogs Reason to Invest in Local Recruitment. And the article was looking at the Division I talent, SEC, really, you know, what we're saying that, because we're in SEC, so that's the talent numbers looking at being produced by the state of Arkansas. But what I realized in doing my, you know, analysis is small states such as Arkansas often do not produce the numbers that states such as Florida, Texas, and California. But when you look at the SEC and Titles One, which states, you know, do the programs represent, even though you're looking at numbers? And so the SEC is really what I call warp-sided, because the numbers, when you look at over the last 25 years, think about this now, guys. In the last 25 years, only five programs have won the SEC football title. Only five. So when you start looking at this deal, you start saying, oh, wait a minute. You know, so, and if you go back and look at this thing, you know, since the championship era, here are the SEC champions in football. And I got this out of Wikipedia because I started looking at this and saying, okay, we start looking at states. Now Alabama is Alabama. It's the reason they ready to fire the coach down there, because they've won 30 titles, with their last title coming in 2023. The next closest person to SEC title since the championship era is Georgia with 15, like won the title in 2024. Then you got Tennessee at 13. LSU at 12, Florida at 8, Auburn at 8, Ole Miss at 6, and Kentucky at 2. So, and Ole Miss won his last title in 1963, and Kentucky in 1976. So, now when you come to the modern era since 2000,
mm-hmm.
All right, so you can discount all that other stuff down there because of NIL and because of transfer portal. Now we're going Florida 3. LSU 5, Georgia 5, Auburn 3, and Alabama. Now, these are SEC championships. Now, the reason I say this is because if you win the SEC championship, you're going to be in contention for the national championship. And now, if you're one of the five schools what they're going to and trying to get these slots for one of the 12 in the playoffs, SEC is going to probably have 4 to 5 schools in there on an annual basis based off this and the blue chip ratio. I was just wondering, did y'all realize only five programs since 2000 had won the SEC football championship?
Can you imagine how them people feel in Tennessee? Because they put a lot of – they big money and put a lot of money in their program, and they not on this list. I mean, they hadn't been this
since 1999. Since 1998, you know, that's when they won the national championship.
Yeah.
When we had a chance right there. But that's only five programs. All right. So now, when you start looking at this and you're thinking, oh man, you're talking about all the programs as a part of the SEC. Now Texas and Oklahoma's coming back in there. They were not part of the SEC,
right.
But Oklahoma. You know, like I said this, and I'll continue to say, if I was AD, I would have stayed over there in the Big 12 and got in that list, because it's going to be tough. Because, look, you're fighting for 4 to 5 spots now to get in the 12-team championship. And if you get 16, you make an expanded to 6. Uncle B, what you thinking about those five teams?
I mean, I think it proves the point that recruiting is still about relationships and culture and not as much about money. like Coach said, Tennessee spent a lot of money. Texas Tech spent a lot of money. But if you don't have those relationships in recruiting and that culture is really big. And look at those five teams. They got that culture, and it's established there, and recruits want to go be a part of that culture. You give me a bag full of money, but if I'm not going to a winning program or a culture that I know they're developing DBs, or if I'm a wide receiver, I want to go to LSU, or I'm a DB. You know, like the teams that have that culture are constantly getting the same players. Look at Alabama. When Nick Saban leaves, that coaching leaves, now look what type of program. They got still spending the same amount of money, but it's not the same culture around there.
Right, right. Well, I just thought it was so interesting to look at this, and people think the SEC, and it is very competitive, but you got the same people winning. And that was just something to me that, you know, because listen, Ole Miss is Lane has won 10 games the last several years,
yep.
but he hadn't produced a championship. All right. So now that makes people think, okay, to your point, Uncle B, Florida has won three, and Florida is a state with a lot of players in the state. So are they wanting to establish that culture and bring Lane in, as Texas has done, to be able to reestablish what you're talking about? Because Florida think they're supposed to win national championships in football, okay? And they're willing to pay top dollar,
yep,
to be able to do it as an established program. LSU, they think they're supposed to win, and so they're going to pay top dollar. They paid Brian Kelly $90 million to come down there and do that. Georgia, going to pay top dollar to the head football. The head football coach of these institutions, probably the highest paid state employee, in the state. That's what they are. All right. Auburn, you know, they've won three. Alabama's won nine. So to your point, that's what it is. But I was just shocked that in the 21st century, you only have five programs with championship, and they have multiple championships. So when you go back and start thinking about the other programs since then, the other institutions, you know, have not had an opportunity to win.
So, Doc, when you look at this report, now you think about it, you're not the only person that's probably, and I know you know you're a deep thinker, but you're not the only person probably have a report like this. I bet you Kiffin got something like this on his desk. And he probably looking at this and said, I can't win no championship here at Ole Miss.
Right.
So I wouldn't be surprised if one of these top five jobs come open.
Yeah.
He heading that way.
Yeah, yeah. And that makes sense because of what Uncle B, you know, was talking about, the culture. And let's go to this as we, you know, wrap up this segment here. The blue chip ratio, to your point, talks to this. And I said, what is the blue chip ratio? It counts the ballers on your team to have a chance to win a natty. You win in the SEC, you're a title contender. What teams in the SEC in 2025 have a shot? That means 50% or better, based on their ballers' pedigrees, to win a national championship. This correlates right in conjunction with each other. Look at Alabama, okay? Right now, the blue chip ratio says that Alabama has the highest percentage chance of winning a national championship at 89% based on its 4 and 5 stars that they've signed. So that's why they're going to run a homeboy out of there if he ain't winning. Because number one, he got the best players. It's already said that, all right? So now, Uncle B was talking about the culture. But right now, he got to win. Because Alabama, they've won 9 of the last SEC championships since 2000. They're going to pay the top dollar, okay, for the recruits. And they're going to pay the top dollar for the head coach.
So now some got to give.
Some got to give. And we're going to talk about that in the NIL, you know, when we come back. But, hey, this is a multi-billion dollar deal. All right? So all of this is very interesting when we start looking at these numbers. And so, hey, stay tuned with us. We're going to end the fourth quarter. Put your hands up, team. Fourth quarter. We're going to put your hands up. Wave your hands in the air like you don't care. We're coming back till you finish strong. The West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report. We'll be right back. By another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash. Robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease. But one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a
with ET undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, "Keep still, boy."
A football coach told me, the doctor of football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Boz's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Boz drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Boz's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Boz drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the five-star West Rock coffee the Dr. Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee. I don't normally eat fried food, but when I do, you will find me at Chicken King getting my grub on. I love catfish, and when I am in search of a three-piece dinner of catfish with hot sauce and tartar sauce, you will find the Dr. Football hulling up at Chicken King. Got a play for you to run. Go to Chicken King, located in North Little Rock, Little Rock, Bryant, or my hometown of Arkadelphia, and before you order, tell them the Dr. Football wrote a prescription for your fried food desires. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. In fact, you will probably want to run that same play again and get another order very soon. They are the heavyweight champion of fried food. That's Chicken King, the five-star fried food cuisine. It's the real deal. For more information, call 501-562-5573 and tell them the Doctor of Football prescribed them. Arkansas Best Insurance. You can't be called the best unless you're performing better than the rest. And that's why I, the Doctor of Football, did an audible and switched to Arkansas Best Insurance. One-stop shop for all your insurance needs. That's right. You got insurance needs? I got your prescription. He's back and better than before. It's the Doctor of Insurance, Trey Scallion. My guy Trey is balling with Arkansas Best Insurance, providing the best coverage with companies like Auto Owners, who will make plays for you while minimizing the pain of writing insurance checks. Give my five-star partner, Trey Scallion, also known as the Doctor of Insurance, the nod, and he will come off the bench to take care of your insurance needs. Call my guy at 501-278-0105. Hi, the Doctor of Football recently completed an evaluation of rehabilitation therapy and services, and to no surprise, it was revealed that Dr. Rob of Ortho Rehab and Specialty Centers received a five-star rating, meaning Dr. Rob is the big baller in the rehab business. You got back pain, hamstrings problems? I'm prescribing two words for you, Dr. Rob. Call him at 501-975-4040 and tell him the Dr. Football sent you for his five-star treatment. This is Coach Fitzhill, also known as the Dr. Football, and I approve this message. Each day, circumstances change for people's lives. Some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you're in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106.
Hey guys, for those of us who love sports, we know the value of team. In life, every man needs teammates to help him be better than he can be alone. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at AuthenticManhood.com. Better yet, get a group of guys together and experience it as a team.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, we're getting ready to shut it down here at the fourth quarter. Thank you for tuning in, man. We're excited about the fall. Much research that we're doing. And like I said, if you hadn't checked out firstand45.com, check it out. You know, I'm looking and seeing how this social factor impact. I'm looking at the you know, most people don't realize, Shook, in First and 45, you can find this, that since 1950, Uncle B, you with us? Is Uncle B? Is Uncle?
Yes, sir. I'm here. All right. It's still a lot of static on the end, but I'm definitely here.
Okay. Okay. Well, we can hear you with no static. We're having technical difficulties here, and it's been going on all day. So you're good on our end. So as long as you're okay. But most people don't realize, since 1950, the research will show that over 450,000 black males have been murdered in the United States of America from 1950 to 2019. And the reason I think that's important, last year, the Journal of Black Higher Education said in 2024 and 25 was the lowest enrollment of black males at HBCU since 1976. Now, I just want you to think about going back and looking at the HBCUs that oftentimes would take young men that we were talking about who did not meet academic standards of Prop 48, why Coach John Thompson took a stand and looked at the oftentimes what they were looking at, restrictive access to higher education opportunities. And so HBCUs, when I started out school in Northeast Louisiana and thinking about Coach Eddie Robinson, when you think about Jackson State, when you start thinking about these HBCUs and the talent that used to go to the NFL. So if the talent is not in, and the NFL is an NCAA is really a monopoly to be able to play football, because you don't have all these basketball opportunities to go play basketball and then to get to the NBA. Like Jeremy Lin to go and play and do that. You don't have those opportunities. So football, now they're trying to develop a USFL and doing those things. But historically, these access to opportunities are not there. Well, you take that and you realize, well, where's the population going? So you have to ask your question that because see, if the population is not in school, then I'm saying the football population is suffering.
No question. Ain't no question you know about that.
Because now the population that would normally be there, and you know, and that's why, you know, I talked to Doug Williams last week, had a phone discussion with him, and we're talking about, you know, the Grambling playing Jackson State and the things and what he has brought to the table for the HBCUs to have access to the NFL drafts and things like that. He's been intentional, you know, about the program. But I think it's important to understand these consequences of the educational process of not being in school to the social factors that we were talking about first. And that's what I'm studying to be able to bring, you know, not I think or not what a hypothesis is, but what the facts truly are. But let me get to this, because this is so important to understand the blue chip ratio back to the five programs in the SEC since 2000 that have won the SEC championship. And to understand right now, of those five are listed now to be contenders, which a blue chip ratio means you have a chance, you have over 50% chance to win a national championship based on your recruiting. Okay. So of those, five, all five of those are in there, which they have recruited over 50% of their players were four or five stars. All right. So Alabama, 89%. Hey, they to them is win or bust. You know, so they're not coming in and saying, oh, we're gonna be competitive. They don't want to win nine. They don't want to win 10. They want to win SEC championship and go. And that's the standard. As Nick Saban was always, the standard is the standard. So you can't go there and say, we're going to win 10 and leave. And you make a good point about Lane Clifford. Georgia, the standard.
Yep.
All right, 84%. Uncle B, what he was talking about recruiting, that's what it is. These recruits are coming in here. They don't have an NIL cap. If it costs to get some money, you know, that's what it takes. Texas A&M, 82%. Now, you know Texas A&M, they got money.
They got money.
Yep. 82% of their roster, they said they're supposed to win 82%. Texas, 78%. LSU, 73%. Oklahoma is probably the smallest state on here other than Tennessee, and that's what I'm trying to point out. Oklahoma's at 70%. Florida is at 64%. And if he don't win, that's Lane Kiffin's job probably, okay? Auburn is 64%, and Tennessee Auburn 64%, and Tennessee at 54%. Shug, how you think that kind of correlates out in our last 2-minute warning?
Well, when you see these numbers, that tell you where the athletes are. That tell you what athletes are, where they're going. You look at this number, I'm just going to pull out Oklahoma and Tennessee. Oklahoma has two major markets, Oklahoma City, Tulsa. Tennessee has, if you can count Memphis if you want to, but you really can't count Memphis because Memphis is in one of those thoroughways where everybody coming in there because
Mississippi, Arkansas, Missouri
everybody.
Yeah, right.
So the only thing they got is Nashville.
Yeah, right.
So
and Knoxville, whatever.
And Knoxville, and you can't really count that.
That's the population.
But when you look at Georgia and Alabama and Texas and Texas A&M, they dealing with a whole different deal.
That's it. You hit my whole point. That's what I was saying. So your championships are based on your population, and they said most 4 and 5 star. The study I read, one study said, do not go outside of 4 to 5 hours away from home. Uncle B, have you ever heard that story?
Yes, sir. I hear it. I've heard it all the time from a familiar source. I mean, it's you can go and recruit that metropolitan area of Dallas or Houston, and you got a whole bunch of kids, 10 high schools right there. So I definitely heard that.
Yeah. And so this kind of leads to that. And you know, when we look at our first rounders in Arkansas, we're going to be talking about this over the fall on how this kind of works because we have to be developing talent in Arkansas. Coach Pittman almost says, we get it wrapped up, says Arkansas can play with anybody. So I'm going to tell you what, I'm glad to hear him feel that confidence because that's a major, a boost of confidence. And really because when you don't see Arkansas is not listed in the blue chip ratio, over 50% chance of winning a national championship. So what that means is that you're developing players, okay? You're recruiting players that probably were overlooked. But what you have to have, and when it comes down to the NFL draft, what they look, we used to see this in the NBA. A person can go and be a player of the year. I remember the kid from Marquette, player of the year up there several years ago. But he didn't even get drafted, in the NBA. I can't think of nothing. 6'2 guard, I mean, just played lights out. I can't think of his name. I call it. But my point is, sometimes being a great college player don't translate into being a great NBA
or a great high school player. Yeah,
that's right.
But at the end of the day, Doc, we need to have some 4 and 5 stars.
You got to,
we got to keep them here.
No question. And we're gonna talk about that next because you know Coach Horton used to tell me this when he was working with me to become the recruiting coordinator at Arkansas. He said, I remember he said, Fitz, there are 8 to 10 SEC caliber players in Arkansas every year. He said, we have to get 80% of them if we're going to be competitive. Now, think about this. If you get 80% of them, and in 4 years, okay, then you got 32 of them, all right, that you have over a four-year period of time. If you redshirt, all right, you're talking about almost 40. That you have, and you keep on. Then you add to that. So if you get in those 8 to 10, and then you continue to develop, that's why we started JUCO football. Most people don't know we're trying to help keep our and develop players to be able to do that for Coach Nutt when Coach Rip was there. That was the whole deal of Arkansas Baptist College as a developmental process. Now it don't even matter because of NIL. You can go NAIA, JUCO, just development. I want to talk to you about that next year about as a parent having to help parents select. Is it better to go sit on the bench at a blue blood, or is it better to go mid-major and develop and then go to the blue blood after you get that? That's a major concern for people right now because the money.
It is. I hear it all the time.
The money is good, but you're not developing. Development is good, then you get the money. So you're just really switching from 1 year. Hey,
and Coach, not just development, because you got to identify them before you develop them. And I think that's one of the things that you are – Coach Nutt did in Arkansas, you got to have boots on the ground and people that can identify the kids you need to develop.
Right, and that's an early part, and that's why we got Cedric Cobbs, because you brought Big Word for Quan and all of them, the whole relationship. But you know who drove them up there? Coach Rip. That's the relationship that you're talking about. Hey, it's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report. presented by Expressway Airport Park. We'll be back to you in 2 weeks. Stay tuned. Thank you, God, for this opportunity. Until then, bless our city, our state, and our nation. Amen.